From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump meeting the British Prime Minister today. British Prime Minister Theresa May meets with President Trump today at the White House after they both spoke late Thursday to a gathering of Republican leaders in the city of Philadelphia. As May's plan for the EU exit moves forward, she said once Britain is out of the European Union, it will be easier to control immigration. Mr. Trump also spoke about immigration in the context of Thursday's decision by Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto not to come to Washington.
Unless Mexico is going to treat the United States fairly, with respect, such a meeting would be fruitless, and I want to go a different route. We have no choice.
Mr. Trump also said he opposes the North American Free Trade Agreement because it costs billions of dollars in trade deficits. British Finance Minister says Britain will continue to fulfill its obligation to the European Union while it seeks to strengthen trade ties with world partners.
Well, Britain remains a fully engaged member of the European Union. I'm here today for discussions with my finance minister colleagues. We will continue to take a full part, and we will continue to abide by the rules and the regulations and the laws of the European Union for so long as we are members. So, of course, we want to strengthen our trade ties with the very many trade partners we have around the world, but we're very mindful of our obligations under the treaty, and we will follow them precisely.
Philip Hammond spoke to reporters Friday in Brussels, where EU finance ministers are gathering for the regular Economic and Financial Affairs Council meeting. In June of 2016, Britain voted to leave the EU, but is expected to launch 2 years of exit negotiations in late March and will remain a bloc member until that process is completed. This is VOA News. Well, Nikki Haley is the new United States ambassador to the United Nations. The former governor of South Carolina stepped to the microphone for the first time today in the lobby of the UN. With more, here's Jeff Custer on VOA.
In her first meeting with reporters at UN headquarters in New York, Ambassador Haley said the Trump administration will have the back of its allies and make sure its allies have its back as well.
For those that don't have our back, we're taking names, and this administration is prepared and ready to go in, to have me go in, look at the UN, and everything that's working, we're going to make it better. Everything that's not working, we're going to try and fix, and anything that seems to be obsolete and not necessary, we're going to do away with.
Haley said the goal of the Trump administration is to show value at the UN, and the way they will show value is to show its strength and to show its voice. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Police chiefs from different parts of the U.S. have voiced their concerns about President Trump's executive order to strip federal grant money from sanctuary states and cities that harbor undocumented immigrants. Marty Walsh is the mayor of the city of Boston, Massachusetts.
48% of our children, like myself, have at least one foreign-born parent. Boston was here for me and my family, and for as long as I am mayor, I will never turn my back on those who are seeking a better life.
Law enforcement authorities say the Trump actions are troubling. Russia's foreign minister says Syrian peace talks slated for February the 8th have been pushed back to late February. Sergei Lavrov announced the delay today in a meeting in Moscow with several Syrian rebel groups. Today is January 27th. It's Holocaust Remembrance Day, a day when the world is to pause and reflect upon the atrocities of the Third Reich of Nazi Germany and the efforts made to eliminate the occupied countries of World War II of all Jews, gypsies, and homosexuals. Facts are irrefutable that 6 million Jews were killed as the result of the machinations of a madman. Antonio Guterres is the United Nations Secretary General.
And it would be a dangerous error to think of the Holocaust as simply the result of the insanity of a group of criminal Nazis. On the contrary, the Holocaust was the culmination of millennia of hatred, scapegoating, and discrimination targeting the Jews, what we now call anti-Semitism.
He expressed concern that the reverberations of that horrifying moment in world history continue to pulsate through the world today.
Tragically, and contrary to our resolve, anti-Semitism continues to thrive. And we are also seeing a deeply troubling rise in extremism, xenophobia, racism, and anti-Muslim hatred. Irrationality and intolerance are back.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.